What's in the news?
I don't understand why they thought that they needed to give him joint legal custody. He was my rapist.
I'm Steve Kathe in CBS News. There will be a court hearing next week on the Michigan decision that forced Tiffany, who has withheld her last name, to share custody of her child with the man she says raped her, Christopher Mirasolo.
I was kidnapped for 2 days. I didn't know if I was ever going to go home. He threatened to kill me and my best friend if we told anyone.
That was when she was 12, nearly a decade ago.
Mirasolo was given a plea deal for attempted third-degree criminal sexual conduct and served 6.5 months in county jail. He served jail time again after being convicted of raping another victim between the ages of 13 and 15 years old in 2010.
I have been taking care of him for 8 years. I gave up high school, I gave up prom, I gave up my friends to raise a baby and go to work. I was receiving government assistance, and they told me if I did not tell them who the father was of my child, that they would take that away from me.
Tiffany's attorney, Rebecca Kiesling, says this case is symbolic of the patchwork rules that vary from state to state.
There's no policy. I've had rape victims who were cut off from state aid because they couldn't name the rapist, because they were abducted by a stranger, or because a sex trafficker kidnapped them and raped them.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.